When Hurricane Helene struck western North Carolina last fall, UNC law students found several ways to help with initial response efforts. According to second-year student Miranda Papes, food drives and clothing drives quickly got started to send supplies. And Papes, who is a special trips coordinator on the student-run pro bono board at the law school, was already starting to formulate how she and her peers could travel to eventually help provide legal aid.
On the pro bono board, we definitely wanted to get people on the ground in those areas to help in any way we could as well. Obviously, we needed to kind of let things settle before legal issues started to pop up and needing assistance with FEMA. And so we knew kind of around December how this trip was going to take shape.
The result was 8 UNC law students volunteering in clinics at Burnsville and Boone, towns in 2 of the westernmost counties in the state, to help clients go over appeals for their financial assistance applications and insurance claims. Students worked directly with some victims, building on the work being regularly done by Legal Aid of North Carolina and the State Bar Association to help the region's residents. According to Papes, the main issue is that requests to FEMA are sometimes denied because the victims fail to include a specific word or phrasing that flags the application to qualify for assistance. She got to work with one client at the clinic by combing through the document to build out a strong appeal and improve their chances of passing a review.
So those are kind of the things that we got to work on with the clients in person, was just going through the application, seeing if we could spot any issues off the bat that we could, you know, help them with in the appeal process, that they could get this award in order to help them kind of get their life a little bit back on track.
Megan Moran is the director of the pro bono initiatives for the UNC School of Law, which oversees the pro bono board and facilitates a variety of volunteer projects, including trips like this one. Since getting started in 1997, UNC Law's pro bono program has been recognized with several awards, and participation has developed into a tradition among its student body. Moran said last year's graduating class saw 97% of students take part in at least one pro bono project during their time at the school, which reflects the core goals of why the program was started.
One thing that we want to impart to our students and really embody ourselves here at the law school is that we can use our training and our resources and our expertise to make that process much easier for others. And it's not only meaningful for that reason, but also something they can take with them as they move into their careers as lawyers.
Papes said in the case of the clinics for Hurricane Helene victims, helping reassure people and take steps toward normalcy was a fulfilling way to gain experience that makes a bigger difference. She said while the UNC contingency left feeling like the affected region is beginning to find a path toward recovery, there will be far more work to do. And some of that may come from the pro bono program again.
Going into a disaster, obviously, it's very heartbreaking and, you know, you lose a lot of not only like your home and your personal property, but a lot of yourself. And so I think providing just a little bit of security or a little bit of hope to those residents is really rewarding. With storms like this, the devastation really does last, you know, over years, and some people's life might never return back to normal. And so I think it's important that not only do we get out there early, but to keep returning back to this community, hopefully in the years to come, to provide as much assistance as we can.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.